Okay, Zach. No, I know exactly what you're talking about. We haul a lot of the kids around, especially elementary kids, on Ready Ride. And you go out to Holt, the kids are monsters. So unruly, just terrible. You're glad to get them off your bus. But you go out to Okemos, totally different. Kids are so much more respectful out in Okemos than they are out in Holt. So no, I understand exactly what you're saying. And tell them to apply again, because they are looking for drivers. I can't believe he can't get in, especially since he's got a background in driving. That blows my mind. So we probably won't be doing much hiring through the summer because MSU is shut down. But come fall, I'm sure they're gonna be putting more drivers on. So, okay, Zach, I gotta go. Get ready for work. Pam's walking out the door here in a second. I will try the MSU repeater on the handheld when I get into town and see what I think of the new improvements. And yeah, I see Don. The last comment I'll make is a lot of these guys that are working all this overtime and griping about they're working all the overtime, they want that money. We got drivers that will make $120 plus a year because they suck up the overtime when they can. Matter of fact, we have one driver. We used to be able to take the whole summer off. We had one driver that would work all the overtime up until MSU shuts down, and he'd take the whole summer off because he made enough, was able to bank enough money to take those 3 months off that we, when campus shuts down. So yeah, no, a lot of those drivers say that they would get worked so hard, they could cut back on that, but you get a taste of that, those huge checks, and they just keep working it.